Hey, I'm Dr. T, and this is That's Totally Normal, a podcast dedicated to explaining what's happening to your body during puberty. On this episode, erections, semen, and wet dreams. Needless to say, this episode is going to be full of super cringe-worthy words. Lots of them will have to do with male anatomy, like penis and ejaculation. But a few concepts, like wet dreams, will apply to all genders. So no matter what your anatomy, everyone is welcome to listen and giggle if you want to. Let's get right to our question of the episode. When I wake up in the morning, my penis is always erect. Is there a reason for that? Not only is there a reason, but there's a name for it. Okay, tons of names for it, including morning wood and the medical term nocturnal penile tumescence. In fact, you're probably having three or four erections every night, but only notice your morning one, you know, because you're awake. This is because most males going through puberty experience nighttime erections during the dream stage of sleep, which is formally called REM, or rapid eye movement stage. And most of us have three to four REM stages every night. To be honest, we don't totally know why it happens during that stage of sleep, but rest assured, there's nothing wrong with you. Nighttime erections happen to nearly every male during puberty, and they generally last until adulthood. They're just a natural part of having a penis. And this leads us to a very important part of understanding erections during puberty. While we usually associate erections with, you know, thinking about sex, they can also just happen. There are all sorts of situations that might cause an erection that have nothing to do with thinking about sex. In fact, did you know that if you have male anatomy, your first erection may have been all the way back when you were growing in your mother's belly? It's all because of what makes an erection an erection. Inside of the penis, there are three tubes, kind of like sponges. When these sponges are empty, there's no erection. This is called the flaccid state, and that's the way your penis is usually hanging out. However, when something causes extra blood flow to the genitals, the sponges fill up and cause an erection. So what causes that extra blood to be directed to the penis? Well, things like thinking about sex, pooping, yes, I'm totally serious, and of course, puberty, which is probably more what you're interested in talking about. Why you seem to get so many random erections. Okay, boners, during puberty. And let's be real, the major issue is the boners that seem to strike at all the wrong times. During a class presentation, while hanging out with your friends, or in the middle of watching a movie with your family. Unfortunately, random, uncontrollable erections are a part of puberty and are a reflection of the huge changes that are happening to your body. During puberty, hormones, mainly testosterone, direct your penis to grow. This requires good blood circulation to your private area because blood delivers nutrients to help with your healthy penis growth. Now, when other parts of your body grow, like your brain or your bones, you can't see the blood. However, the extra blood that is sent to the penis, well, that blood is sometimes evident in the form of an erection. But that's good. Random boners are a sign of healthy puberty, and it's not your fault if they pop up when you least expect them. But even if they're healthy, it doesn't make them any less awkward. So here are a couple of pointers for those times when you find yourself with an erection in public. Wearing tight underwear, like briefs or boxer briefs, can keep things close to the body and make an erection less obvious. You can also carry your backpack in front of you or place a pillow over your lap if you need to conceal things. And keep in mind that these random erections don't usually last too long, so waiting it out can also be a good move. But what about those erections that happen because you're thinking of something exciting? During puberty, you will very likely start to develop attraction to others. And part of attraction is hormone signaling that sends extra blood flow to your private parts. So if you're thinking of someone or something romantic and notice an erection, that's normal. We'll talk about masturbation and sex in future episodes, but for now, let's talk about what happens when an erection feels really good. There are thousands of nerves in the penis, good nerves. And when extra blood is sent to the penis, those nerves are on alert. Things can feel extra good, to the point of intense pleasure, or an orgasm. And it's okay to experience an orgasm. It's a natural part of being a human. It's also an essential part of making a baby. Eek! I know, I don't mean to talk about sex and baby making right now. My only point is that an orgasm is needed to send sperm out of the body and, under the right conditions, make a baby. Okay, no more baby talk. When you're younger and first starting puberty, you may notice that besides really good feelings, an orgasm doesn't really produce, well, anything. But sometime around the age of your growth spurt, you might notice that some fluid comes out when you orgasm. That fluid is called semen. Semen is a mixture of fluids from a few different parts of your body. And what's so special about semen? Well, it carries sperm. If you remember one of our first episodes, sperm are made in the testicles and are one of two essential things that are needed to make a baby. Okay, I'm sorry, that was the last baby mention, I promise. Anyway, the whole point is that one of the events of puberty is creating ejaculate, which is another term for semen with sperm inside. All right, everyone take a breather. We just addressed a lot of super awkward topics. And I have one more. Any guesses? We're talking wet dreams. Or, as doctors call them, nocturnal emissions. This refers to ejaculation, or producing semen, in your sleep. Ever wake up with some sticky stuff in your shorts? That's a wet dream. It happens when your penis is stimulated in the middle of sleep, and you ejaculate. They don't necessarily need to happen because of a sexy dream. In fact, all that really needs to happen is that REM stage of sleep. Remember, that's when you get an erection. And just a little friction. Whether it's your hand, a pillow, or your sheets hitting the erection in just the right way, a wet dream can easily happen. Try not to be embarrassed. It's super common and nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, females have them too. They don't make semen, but some extra fluid in the vagina might be noticeable in the morning. So there, we are all truly in on all of this stuff together. Even the super awkward, sticky stuff. Before we go, I want to thank you all for listening to That's Totally Normal. If you ever have any questions for me, submit them via my website, on Seeker's social media, or write to us at thatstotallynormal@seeker.com. Remember, everything is completely anonymous, which means we won't use your name on the show. However, if you're really concerned about something going on or think you need medical attention, please talk to a doctor, a parent, or an adult you feel safe talking to. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate it. And if you want to hear more episodes like this, don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. As you probably noticed, our episodes feature thoughts from various young people. I want to thank Noah, Bogie, Lucy, Matilda, RJ, Maverick, Carolina, Kai, and Rohan for participating in our show. Some of these young volunteers are ambassadors for Amaze. Amaze takes the awkward out of sex ed. Real info in fun, animated videos that give you all the answers you actually want to know about sex, your body, and relationships. Visit amaze.org for videos on puberty, sexual orientation, gender identity, healthy relationships, and more. That's Totally Normal is a podcast created by Seeker and Trax. The show is hosted and written by me, Dr. Tessa Commers. Emily Feld is our producer. Caroline Roth, Brian Simigala, and Matt Morales are our Seeker producers. Our editor and sound designer is John Ross. Our executive producers are Brett Kushner and Brian Pendergast. Thanks for listening.
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.